interim relief payment has been processed at the moment. Following on from the agreement, we had initial response of around about 860 applicants. Those are being processed, and what we're trying to do now is to make sure that banking details and payment details are collated properly and will be passed on to the government in the next few days.
So when are the farmers likely to see the money in their accounts?
We anticipate within the next week, certainly before the end of the month.
And you were also still negotiating with the government for the compensation of property and other things. What is the latest on that?
That process is ongoing. Certainly, we are grateful that the dialogue has been positive, and certainly the movement with regard to this interim relief is positive and well received. But it's a very small part of a bigger picture. Government itself has made a commitment going back to when the president was inaugurated first, and secondly when he was re-inaugurated, has made the commitment to try and get this done quickly. That has accelerated the process in which the government itself has been doing its own evaluation. Our own professional valuers have been working hard to ensure that they can produce a valuation role. Those two roles will be assessed independently, and I think from there we will see how close we are in order to move forward.
Lastly, we have heard reports of fresh invasions. What is happening on the farms?
I guess the situation on the ground is always likely to move backwards and forwards. There's been an ongoing land audit ongoing at the present time. You're probably aware of that. The situation with regard to individual farms on the ground, often there are people who perhaps have been given offer letters some time ago who perhaps didn't show up with those there. And the process of dealing with those relates really to whether it is a historical issue going back to prior to November or December 2017 or subsequent to that. There are always opportunists trying to take advantage of the present time, and we hope that the situation settles down. We do know that until this finality comes to this thing, it's bound to be the possibility that there are a few still wanting to take advantage of an opportunity they see.
Do you think any white farmers will benefit from this land audit when everything is said and done and is concluded?
Certainly, there's a lot of underutilized land in the country, and it would make a lot of sense if there's an aim of getting the country back functional and getting the economy going, that those that are interested, regardless of race and of course skills, should be able to get access to land and use it productively. And it would make a lot of sense to, if there's a liability on one side, to pay for compensation, to actually try and find some kind of menu of options that allows reintegration as one means of acquitting that.